This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, ladies and gents, welcome back to our cabin and our podcast. How's everyone today? Good?
Oh, you're talking to us, Denny. I thought you were talking to the ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I was, but then I realized they can't respond, so then I looked your way like, someone help and say something.
I'm grand.
Oh, I'm so grand.
Hey,
today.
Could we
Fantastic.
Take a...
Do you know why I'm grand, Danny? Because I'm looking out this potty cabin window and I'm looking at these beautiful hummingbirds. Pearl's husband, Chuck E. Cheese.
She calls him Chuck E. Cheese.
He's kind of put up these beautiful hummingbird feeders and he calls the hummingbirds his preciouses.
He calls himself the hummingbird keeper.
Okay, so the hummingbird keeper has put these beautiful little feeders up. And these birds, I constantly see them. I'm actually facing the feeders and Danny and Pearl
face
aren't.
You.
They face
we
me.
We face you.
I think when we like something like hummingbirds or like that's our thing, like butterflies. I'm gonna keep butterflies in my garden or whatever. It's like a little, we somehow relate. It's like a little reflection of the inner self.
That was deep.
That was so deep to start out this podcast, Danny.
I knew it would be.
That's not hummingbird. That's Hemingway. That's some
I'm
kind
telling
of
you,
poetic.
Do you think hummingbirds are so sweet? They fight. They are brutal to
Don't
one another.
Don't change my beautiful thought life about them. Listen, I can't have a bad day after looking at
you keep watching those hummingbirds. They will attack each other over the sugar
There's
water.
No
That's
attacking.
Another thing. Charlie's like buying sugar at the store. I'm like, okay, I hope a bunch of THMs don't see you because he's like piling 5 pounds of sugar.
No wonder he loves hummingbirds.
Yes,
because he loves sweet.
He does. He connects with them.
I see a THM analogy. Did you say that they attack each other over sugar?
They're true. They're so hyped up on sugar, I believe it affects their brain. Well, you know, he mixes sugar and water and that's their feet. I mean, they beat their wings. This is not a podcast about hummingbirds, Serene. Why are we starting on this?
He asked if I was having a good day and I'm like, how could I not? I'm looking at hummingbirds.
But I got to know this. In nature, do they where do they find sugar water?
They find it in the beautiful flowers.
Oh, so they're not, it's not sugar water.
No, in nature, it's some sort of pollen that must be sweet.
Okay, so that's
hey,
what makes
Hey, have you ever
them
tasted come. Honeysuckles and like
yes.
sucked the
yeah,
yummy yeah, stuff
yeah.
out of it?
Yeah.
My children love that.
But I think it does a little something to these poor hummingbirds getting fed the sugar water.
You know what it's like? It's like our illegal cockfighter neighbors that feed, I think, meth to their roosters.
They're making meth for
yeah,
their roosters.
Yeah. No,
Sorry,
it makes
if you're
them
just
crazy.
Tuning in.
So my point being is, there's natural forms of making... there's no natural forms of making roosters fight, but they fight anyway.
Okay, so we
Where
do,
are we? What are we talking about?
Okay, to clarify that, we live out in the country. We have some rooster fighting neighbors.
Well,
let's
saying,
go
we can,
on to
Humans
our...
can give some weird things to animals.
Hey, okay. and that about wraps it up for today. Thanks for tuning in. No, okay. Tell you what. We got a question from a lady named Tori.
Oh, this is fighting, actually.
Okay,
oh, totally.
Can someone
pull the curtains?
No, don't worry. I'll be good. I'll be focused.
And my phone just rang. Okay, sorry. Should we just start again
okay,
on this podcast?
Tape.
Start. Like, you want to start
no,
again?
No, we're not starting again. Okay. No, this is good. This is real, man.
Our producer really did try and cut the tape.
No, his bony finger went over to the space bar to cut. But you know what? This is how
have a
we
bit
roll.
Of a bony finger.
So actually, a great question that I think you guys would rock, and of course we need to do a whole potty on.
We'll decide that.
Danny. Yes, yeah, we'll be the ones who decide that, Danny.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So just bring us a question, and we will give you our answer.
All right, hold on. Let me write this down for the future. Bring question, shut mouth. Okay. Hi, Serene and Pearl and Danny. Can you talk about recovery from adrenal fatigue? I've been battling this for almost 10 years. That's Tori from Oregon.
Let us talk adrenal fatigue. And Tori, thanks for writing in about that one, because actually we've had quite a few questions about that one, haven't we, Danny? And we just need to get our thoughts out on that. This is something that we've dealt with ourselves. We have a bit of a history here. We've done a lot of study about it, and we've come to some thoughts.
And a lot of personal, climbing out.
Climbing out. And so, first of all, Tori, you said you've been dealing with adrenal fatigue, and for a lot of people listening today, you know, they're just like, well, what is adrenal fatigue? And do I have adrenal fatigue? And Tori, that's one question we're actually going to ask you. Do you have adrenal fatigue?
Yeah, because some people can definitely have a form of real adrenal fatigue, but that does not need to be a depressing thing.
Something
adrenal
you can climb out of, it's not going to be there for the rest
beatable.
Of your life.
But many people are told they have adrenal fatigue and wear a title that's not really theirs. Just like people say, hey, I am gluten intolerant. Well, a lot of people, most people aren't. The only people that are truly gluten intolerant are celiacs, and they're rare. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can be gluten sensitive, but most of the time, you're not sensitive to gluten. You're sensitive to the sprays that they spray the wheat with, and that they're finding out that that's the issues that are caused by wheat.
Or this modern hybridized wheat.
Exactly. But the point being is, we need to know, are you really, truly adrenal fatigued?
Now, how do we find that out?
Well, a lot of times people just get labeled because, you know, there's a bunch of symptoms checkers on the internet, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, check your symptoms and you might have adrenal fatigue, and they are you weary? You know, are you bone tired? Can you not get out of bed in the morning? Are you not dealing with stress well? Do you rely on stimulants? Is your mind racing? Is your mind not racing?
Is your hair falling out?
Is it not falling out? I mean, you can basically list every symptom in the whole world and you come out with adrenal fatigue.
You know when you kind of have, well, I don't know, I used to have a worrying brain. So as soon as you get a worrying thought, you quickly, you know, check up with Google.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got every disease under the sun. Oh, yeah, that's me. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's me too. And all of a sudden, you get off of Google and you've got a bunch of things.
Yeah.
You really don't.
But adrenal fatigue just means your adrenals, which are your adrenal glands, which push out the hormone cortisol. And when your adrenals are fatigued, the idea is that you're not producing as much cortisol as you need to have energy throughout
because
the day.
Because cortisol is good. We die without cortisol. We need cortisol.
Fantastic.
Cortisol keeps us alive.
Yes. So maybe her bigger question is, why am I tired all the time? Or not that it's hers specifically, but is that often someone's question when they think they have adrenal fatigue?
But it's such a trendy term these days.
You know, some people are tired just because they're tired. They're doing too much.
Yeah, and they're staying up too late. But you can. What I'm saying is you can have adrenals that have been taxed through stress or through whatever, and through diet, through different things, and we're going to list all these things today, how to overcome this if you have it. That maybe they're not emitting enough cortisol in the morning. Here's the deal. You want lots of cortisol in the morning because that wakes you up and gives you energy. And you want your cortisol to lower at night so you can sleep. If your cortisol is up at night and bottomed out in the morning, you'll feel so tired in the morning and at night you won't be able to sleep.
But sometimes that's just life. I remember being 10 years old.
Yeah.
Not having any problem with my cortisol.
Right.
I lived a beautiful little sheltered childhood. And sometimes I just lay awake all night. Now, I could have checked the symptom checker and decided I had adrenal fatigue.
I know. And here's the deal with that. You see, so you might have this low cortisol. You can go, you check it by saliva. I've done it. Okay. You check, you spit into this vial.
Spit into the air. Wherever, if it lands back on your
brain. No, you spit into this vial and you send it away to
and
a
you
lab.
Keep it in your fridge till you got enough spit.
Oh, man, you have to spit and spit and spit. I hated it.
So did I.
So you send it away and they say how much, you know, I actually wasn't too terribly bad. I had a bunch of cortisol in the morning and I had reasonable cortisol at night. Now, guess what, Danny? I took that because I thought I was an adrenal fatigue.
An adrenal fatiguer.
I thought I was an adrenal fatiguer, but I took the test and I actually officially was not adrenal fatiguer. Now, Serene,
I was. My adrenals were flatlined, Danny.
And you felt it as well?
No, but guess what? Yeah, I felt it, but this is the deal.
This was after a lot of stress in your life, Serene.
Oh, so much stress. I mean, and I'm not a person who's just trying to make up the stress. We adopted 6 children in a year. And so there was older children with teenagers with reaction attachment disorder and kind of stuff went along with that, and our home was not a haven.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of stuff going on. But you know what? And then I had a baby in that time, and it was born 2 months early and all that because of that stress.
Yeah, if there's any reason for adrenal fatigue, it might be.
And we were like trying to build our house, living without electricity at the time and all that. But anyway, all that to say is, when I thought, okay, I've got adrenal fatigue, before I even found out that I really officially had, I was going to bed at, 8 o'clock. No parties for me. No fun.
Yeah, because they say if you've got adrenal fatigue, you need sleep.
Now, remember, this is before I was officially diagnosed. I started wearing these like dark masked things over my eyes so that I couldn't see any blue light from the alarm clock or
that
anything.
Keeps you up or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that would affect with my melatonin. And, you know, I cut up chocolate.
All caffeine.
Yeah,
Serene, I love how you go all in. Like, I don't care what.
Everything.
Like, it could be like, I was seeing a little blurry this morning. And so you will figure it out. Oh, you're going
to
go all in.
And then I like tried to like cut down on my exercise. And then most of all, I tried to protect myself, especially from family members, because I come from a wild family. And Rocklin, my brother, is very overstimulating, right? Yeah. You're great friends with Rocklin.
Yes, he is.
And I protected myself from Rocklin because whenever he came around, I get all like teary-eyed, right?
So you ran from Rock.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I can't go there. Rocklin will be there, right? Tried to protect myself from life.
You go
it was
all
crazy.
In.
I went all in. But guess what? I got worse and worse and worse. And then I went and got officially diagnosed. And I thought, you know what? Let me think about this. I just went through something that was nothing. Like people go through German Nazi, like they go through the
concentration
camps, right? And then they get out and live till 93.
I know.
Okay. They don't say, oh, I bet I've got adrenal fatigue now. Oh, yeah, I am tired. Oh, yeah, I feel that. And I think my hair's a little bit falling out. No, they're like, get on with life.
Yeah.
Okay, just think, there was the pioneer woman and half their family died on the way out there. Yeah. When they get there, there's no running water. They got to go kill some wild thing and bring it home and get the firewood. And I mean, I went through nothing. So I thought to myself, why am I protecting myself from Rocklin? My brother, who's never done a mean thing in my life, he's just loud and obnoxious. But he's not like, he's never abused me. He's great. I love him.
He's not affecting
your
adrenal.
He's just loud. And it was just like, oh no, I've got to keep myself. No, everything's got to be quiet. Just classical music. You know, at nighttime, it's got to be candles. All the lights start going down. Crazy stuff. I started saying, no, my God is a great God and he created a great body and he created us to for our bodies to heal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and so our strength will be renewed like the eagle.
Yes.
Come on.
So I said, I'm not going to wear this crazy title. I've been through, when I was saying, yes, I've been through a lot. And when my friends would come around, yes, you have been through so much. I just can't imagine how tired you feel. That's why I got so worse, because I was pampering myself and I was nursing my symptoms and checking my symptoms and looking up things all day and taking things all day, and I got worse. But when I decided that my body was made from God to heal, and I was still smart. I didn't go to bed at 12 every night.
Sure.
I didn't start drinking gallons of coffee. I didn't like go out and do hours of weightlifting, but I started going out for good, refreshing walks.
You drank a cup of coffee a day?
Yes. I went around my family. I stopped taking all the crazy supplements. I just ate a really great diet and had some turmeric and some sea salt and good things.
You drank the singing canary, which
every
helped.
Day.
Yeah.
But I just decided that I wasn't going to wear the crap.
She's the four little.
But it deserved it. Why?
The C
because
word here
because,
and now.
Because
there are children
titles,
listening to this podcast.
Wearing titles to the point where you are almost serving them like an idol. Like it's
Sweeney's
who you
are. Sweeney's on fire today.
Right?
I'm letting her burn.
And I had a friend called Chris who was adrenal fatigue too, and she's struggled for years. Just like, is it Tori?
Yeah, Tori.
Tori's the original.
It was like 10 years and she got Raynaud's syndrome in the mouth, and it was just, she started being allergic to all kinds of foods, and it was crazy. And she went to all different naturopaths. I'm going to shut up here soon and let you
no,
and Danny
I love
go.
It.
But she got to the point where she was, all she was doing special cleanses and fasting. Her whole life was revolved around getting over adrenal fatigue and she could never beat it. But guess what? She decided one day too, all on her own, it was separate timing from mine. She's like, I'm just going to live. And she stopped being so fastidious over the whole thing, but she was still smart. She didn't
still had
out.
A very incredible good diet.
Yes. But she just didn't become so obsessed with it. To this day, she's like cured. She is over it.
Oh,
she's awesome.
Yeah.
Because God created us to go through things in life and to not think, oh, I bet my adrenals are just toast and they'll be toast.
Yeah.
As long as I'm going under the stress. Oh, I just moved. I just did this big, somebody, you know, in my family, I was looking after my invalid father, whatever. You can come up with things and just say, my adrenals are wrecked now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're meant to do stuff and go through stuff in life. We're meant to tax ourselves and then be able to heal.
That's a great point. And, you know, I don't think the original question asker is doing this, but I think that, you know, as we have lived in relative peace and prosperity in this country for a very long time, we can tend to overthink. It's like I thought about this when you mentioned the concentration camps, you know, their level of problem solving and things they were worried about. And I know this is extreme talk, but it was just different than, I guess my point is, I wonder as we go on and, you know, don't have really massive problems, do we overthink too much? Do we kind of create and invent things to micromanage and compulsively analyze about our bodies, and can we go as Americans, you know, a little too far in our overanalyzation of every little tiny?
Oh, totally.
Wrong with me, and, you know.
Yes, we think of the times of the Great World Wars, you know, and the loss of beautiful, beautiful, old, so many young men that went off and served this country and just you know, gave their lives.
Yeah.
And think of, you know, those left behind. Even now, to this day, I mean, you know, military families are losing loved ones, and sometimes we don't know how great we have it. Those of us
exactly, and you know, and even if we go through things and do go through things, God still wants us to prosper. He still has a great future for us if He's left us here.
Yeah.
And He doesn't want us to be wearing titles.
No.
Now, you can assent, mentally assent to the fact is, okay, I've had it tested. All right, I'm dealing
right.
with adrenal fatigue, but I am not now an adrenal fatiguer.
Yeah, that's a difference. Like,
so,
yeah.
And I want to talk about some things. If we do have a sense that, hey, my adrenals could use some help. Let's just not go around wearing that label, I have adrenal fatigue. Because who told you that? And if you haven't been tested, like I thought I had adrenal fatigue, man.
Yeah.
I was weary from this and that. And I was looking this up and I was ticking the boxes. Oh, I have a racing thought sometimes. And other times I don't deal with stress well. And oh, man, I'm tired in the morning. I look back in my life and I've always been tired in the morning.
Yeah.
Even when you were six, you were tired in the morning, Princess Pearl.
I have a rare condition where every morning I wake up tired.
Yeah.
That's
I don't want to get out of bed. It's just one of those things that you conquer the flesh.
My 10-year-old.
You get out of bed, you know?
My 10-year-old's the healthiest little strapping 10-year-old in the world, and he's awesome, but he could tick that box. He wakes up so tired, and then he stretches his bum for like 2 hours before. Like he stands in front of the fireplace, even when it's summer and there's no fire in it. Just kind of does because he's tired. Faces on, like they're so melodramatic.
He's just not ready yet.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
We're almost 20 minutes in and I want to give some really good takeaways, things that we can do because our adrenals can get taxed, right? We can walk out of that. So Tori's asking us, hey, girls, give me some help here.
And you have, just to recap, you have said step one is, first of all, confirm with a real test that your adrenal glands
are jacked. Or don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Just do great steps towards adrenal health.
Yeah, I'm not telling anyone to go and confirm it, actually.
I'm just saying if it hasn't been officially confirmed,
because we should always be doing these same things to walk out of it anyway, whether you decide you have it or you decide I don't have it, but maybe I'm a bit more tired these days and I've had some stress. Let me heal my body from this. Let me walk out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we should all be doing the same things. I want to talk about what can actually make the adrenals worse. What if you've got a condition and your adrenals a bit taxed and your cortisol's messed up, not enough carbs will make the problem so much worse.
Yeah. And then too much refined carbs.
Exactly. So let's find that middle ground, which we want to do with Trim Healthy Mama. But let's talk about those two real quick, Serene, because I want to get through a few points.
You talk about not enough and then I'll talk about too much.
Exactly. Not enough carbs is hard on your adrenals and it's hard on your thyroid. There's actually studies that show it lowers your thyroid and, you know, the thyroid and the adrenals work together. If you do not have enough cortisol, your thyroid can't work properly. And so carbs are just so important for stimulating that whole area. And we're talking about good carbs here. So in your emails on Trim Healthy Mama, they're your carb meals. So you need fruit. You need grains. Good grains. You need sweet potatoes. You need beans. Don't just totally go to one side of Trim Healthy Mum, which is your S meals, your fat meals, and leave that important nourishment out because they're so important for your adrenals. The other thing, before Serene gets to what side are you taking?
Too much sugar.
Too much sugar. I want to talk about enough vitamin C in your Trim Healthy Mama journey, Tori, because vitamin C is crucial for supporting your adrenals.
And you kind of clicked onto that because you said fruit and all of that.
Exactly,
kind of
I did. And so we want you to be eating a lot of berries that are high in vitamin C, but lots and lots and lots of leafy greens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're forgetting those important, you know, greens that are the highest in vitamin C, apart from the supplement baobab, which we've talked about too, and you're not supporting your adrenal glands. It requires a lot of vitamin C to function at a really good and healthy rate. So don't just, you know, put that hunk of meat on your plate and, you know, and the eggs and then not forget those
veggies. Do a bunch of cream cheese desserts.
Yeah, that's not Trim Healthy Mama. Yeah. It has that beautiful balance. And we'll talk about supplements later. Serene, go on
but
too much
sugar. But I just
want to
say really quickly, remember, Trim Healthy Mama is not a low carb plan.
No.
It's just carbohydrate conscious.
Yeah.
We're just conscious to not put on our plates the modern, devitalized, weird carbs. And we're conscious if we're losing weight, the what we're pairing them with.
Exactly.
But we embrace
carbohydrates. That's why I love THM. Don't mess with my carbs.
Well, just look out the window. Look at the trees, mate. Half of them are dripping with fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you were going to talk about the sugar.
Yeah, well, too much sugar. When you spike your insulin, you spike your cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're constantly releasing that cortisol, which in the end you use up.
And your adrenal glands get tired.
That's why people get, a lot of people, if you see.
Cortisol bellies.
Yeah, the cortisol bellies. You know, you look at some.
That's a thing.
You go to some, some grocery stores and that you can tell that they've gone to that grocery store their whole life and they've only brought the, the junk in there and you can see their carts. It's their bellies that are big. Sometimes they can have skinny legs, but it's the bellies that are big.
And that's to do with insulin, but insulin is interplays with cortisol.
And when cortisol is released in a spiking way, you don't really say spike with your cortisol, but you know,
say
when it's
spike with your blood sugar and then too much cortisol, insulin.
But when it
has
surges in just crazy amounts because of the high blood sugar, it's the belly fat. It basically
like when a man
signals
is,
to just gain the weight on the belly.
Oh, so yeah. So all it's like the pregnant man belly kind of thing where he's got like a ball down there.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. Some people genetically store weight on their stomach too because of their hormonal interplays. But listen, if you're spiking your blood sugar through devitalized white or through sugar, you know, sodas or just, you know, ice creams full of sugar, your body has to release a lot of insulin. What happens? Because your body has to release too much insulin, your cortisol spikes.
Because it's an adrenal.
Yeah.
It's basically a fight or flight.
Yes.
Your body sees it as a state of stress and it has to freak out and take
and so that's a sad thing. You know, a lot of people go through stress, they crave comfort food. So they'll sit down with a big bowl of ice cream.
So it's a double whammy.
But that's just hurting them.
And these foods are acting like hardcore drugs on our bodies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then, and so that, okay, that was quickly. So the food needs to be balanced and you need a good amount of vitamin C and weight. You know, a lot of people.
And you'll feel that crash. And that crash will make you feel that awful tired that will make you tick the box on Google that you have adrenal fatigue.
So spiking your sugar will make you tick the box for adrenal fatigue.
They've never had sugar. They're never raised with sugar.
Oh, they've had a bit of sugar here and there.
No, I'm just talking about in their diet on the whole, right?
On the whole.
And so they went to a birthday party the other day and I'm nauseated and pregnant. So I'm just like, I told their grandmother, can you take them? Let me just stay at home, you know? And so they came back and they were different children. They were like moody and sullen. And I'm like, where's my happy faces? Like, what's going on?
Well, they'd already had the raise and you got them when they were in the lull.
I got them when they were in the lull. Yeah, they've been running around like banshees at the party. But I'm like, what did you eat? Popsicles and cake and blah, blah, blah. And I saw it because I'm so not used to seeing them like that. I'd never seen such depressed children.
Yes.
That's funny. We need to get through some things here real quick.
They could have decided they were
adrenal fatigue. Serene, I do want to talk. We got three more things to cover. But the food thing. Tori, I don't know, you know, if your adrenals are taxed, a lot of times people that's, you know, are in adrenal fatigue, sometimes they have trouble losing weight. And a lot of that to do is, as I want to come back to that vitamin C thing, I think a lot of that to do is vitamin C deficiency.
Because when you're vitamin C deficient, you cannot. You're resistant to weight loss.
Mm. Yeah. So I want to talk about that.
Well, I almost would suggest eating lots of berries, lots of leafy greens, but even it's, you know, investing in a supplement like baobab.
Yeah. A supplement that has a good amount of vitamin C and a whole food source is always definitely
better.
But
we're not going to get around a leafy green diet. Like we've got to get into that, right?
Danny, you embrace it, mate.
You know, I mean, that's kind of what I'm coming to lately. It's like where am I going to get my vitamin C? And it's like so powerfully in leafy greens.
Exactly, so powerfully. You finally come to that, mate.
Why don't we run?
I
tried to find a salad for today, and I just had to race here because I forgot my phone, as you know. But I'm coming to accepting that, you know, you can't run from the garden. That's where the food comes from.
Run from the garden, mate. And if you hate salads, You better be putting it in your smoothie. But baby steps, it's okay. You'll learn to love them. Hey, I want to get to this next one. It's a hugie. Exercise with adrenal fatigue. A lot of people are told when they label with adrenal fatigue, stop all exercise.
So what are you going to do? Lay on the couch and think of your symptoms.
Yes. But again, there's this beautiful balance. Don't be working out for an hour a day, 6 days a week, no. For goodness sake.
Go on refreshing walks. Yeah. Do some great stretchy. Do your little work-ins under 15 minutes. Do the gentle fit.
20 minutes. Yeah, do your gentle fit. If you've got a label with adrenal fatigue.
You don't do thrill fit.
You can do our work-ins because we actually design them around the idea that some people might have adrenal fatigues. But you know what we said? Don't do them 5 days a week, please. If you have adrenal fatigue, do gentle fit and do them maybe 3 days a week.
And go for walks on the others. That doesn't mean you sit down sedentary for the rest of those days you're not exercising. Walk. God made us to walk.
I'll tell you a fun way to get that exercise in. Go nuts with your kids, man.
Exactly.
Every afternoon when I get home from work, it's just like insane festival time with dad.
And isn't that, Danny, the most natural form of movement? Because when I used to over-exercise, I was miserable to the children for the rest of the day because I had no energy to be nice.
Look, here's a problem I think. People ignore their children and then so they set aside time to go to the gym. And it's like, dude, they're like your workout coach. Like,
Dad, can we please
throw the ball? Can we please? It's just like, no, sir, I got to head to the gym to get my workout in. Dude, it's right there.
If you copy them and their movement, you'll be exhausted.
If you can hang with your 12-year-old boy, you're going to be a beast. Or a beastess. Go ahead, Pro.
Oh, no, that was good stuff, Dan. I'm glad we actually let you into the potty today.
I appreciate it.
But exercise, I'm telling you, you can really ruin yourself with too much exercise, though. And if there's anything that's going to cause adrenal fatigue, over-exercise can be it.
Oh, completely. Any exercise, besides from walking, because that's just natural and like slow cycling around a lovely lake, looking at the beautiful scenery. But I'm talking exercise that you are like, no time for being friends with anybody, right? Anything past half an hour, cortisol is going to go maniac.
Yeah, so you're gonna push spurts of cortisol once again, then your adrenal glands are going to get
and
tired.
And then you're going to be like the little exerciser that has some great thigh muscles and because you do all this like long distance kind of exercise, but you got a little pot because your cortisol is released. And you lose weight.
And I'm telling you, our over-exercises, our ladies that get up at 4 and do an hour, I'm going to show you a lady who can't lose weight. Over and over we see it, do we not, Serene?
We see it all the time.
Is there like, I don't know why the scale stuck. First of all, oftentimes they're obsessed with the scale and that causes too much cortisol, okay? I'm getting up at 4. I've even added another day of exercise from 5 days to 6 days and I can't lose weight. I'm like, stop the exercising so much. Go out and walk, enjoy nature, take a deep breath.
We've seen it even in our family members, you know, because we have a family trait to be obsessive.
I missed that one, but yeah, you got it.
Yeah, but you know, but we've seen it. We've seen it even in our own children and our the ones that would be obsessive about exercise and diet and strict, and that even get to have a little weight problem, and then one of our family members fell in love, and then just. It all went out the window and just they relaxed a bit and became skinny bins.
Yeah, she still exercise, but she just stopped stressing about it all.
Yeah, when it's militant.
Militant, ruins you. Hey, next one is supplements. And then I want to cover sleep because we only got 5 minutes left, guys. Wow. Okay, so supplements.
Vitamin C king.
Vitamin C, but I'm not sure about just taking ascorbic acid all day long.
No. I'm talking about like a whole food powder, like a baobab.
And then there's
which is
like,
do you know that it comes as a powder?
Yeah, I know.
They don't even have to process it into a powder. What I'm saying is that they blend it up a little bit, but it's dried on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They open that baobab fruit, and it's just like a dry.
Put it in a blender,
dusty.
Right?
John here, our producer, is growing his own baobab tree.
The company
I'm not
where
kidding,
we get our baobab, sent him a root.
And he's growing it.
And his house is going to explode because these trees get insane.
I'm seeing a picture of it right here. It's a beautiful tree. It's going to end up huge though. Okay, it's gorgeous. Hey, so supplements now. Serene, when you were coming out of your adrenal fatigue though, you did drink the Singing Canary.
Every day.
If you're new to our program, it's
so wonderful.
It's a beautiful drink with turmeric and vitamin C, lemon.
And the sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Sea salt. It has the mineral salt in it.
Can we talk about salt?
We can't. We can do it.
you need good, healthy mineral salt for your adrenal
Where
glands.
Where can we find some good, pink, healthy Himalayan mineral salt? Does anyone know?
I know, right? But it's so important. You know, people say, oh, salt will kill you. And actually, people that refrain from salt and cut down on it die earlier, they've
found. Even those with high blood pressure, they have more problems.
But we're talking about
cut down the healthy salt.
Refined salt's not going to help you. You want unrefined in the form of, hey, sea salt, which is that gray color.
Yeah.
If you're having white salt, don't eat it.
Yeah.
It's
even
not good.
Even if it says sea salt, it was just once upon a time.
At some point. Yeah.
A long, long time ago.
Your salt needs to either be gray or pink, which is ours, which is Himalayan. And there's different forms. Or there's even blue. It's so expensive, but it's incredible.
Where is it
from? We got given a sample and I've been using it. I love it.
Where do you get
blue? It's from Iran, Persia. It's the most rare salt in the world.
There's only one mine.
And it tastes different.
And we were considering, you know, just bring it to people because it has mineral salt has more potassium than regular salt. That's why it doesn't, you know, it's not harmful on your blood pressure.
Okay.
It has four times the amount of regular refined salt potassium. So it's much more balanced. But this Persian salt has even more potassium.
17 times more or something.
Yes.
Crazy.
I've been using it, but it's so expensive. We got given some. But for them to mine it, there's only a small amount in the world. And so they're like, you should take this to your woman. I'm like, I wish we could. I don't know who could afford it.
Oh, no.
Hey, sidebar. I'm excited that as a country, maybe even as a planet, we are coming out of the industrial age of food. And like, and yeah, some of these things like cost a little bit more money, but we're comparing it to chemically laden, processed, not real.
Yeah, 99
I don't know
cents
why I just,
or a pound.
I know that's, I know that's off topic, but I just... It just bears saying that because anytime anyone's talking about eating better and I'm, you know, immediately in my head, I'm like, oh, the cost. And it's like, no, that you're comparing it to the cost of dirt.
Yeah. You're comparing it to the cost of rat poison.
Right. It's like, of course it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's not food.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, really quickly on the end of that supplement little point.
You can do like these adrenal, actual adrenal, but
I don't know about it. I mean, these
didn't help
you can take all this as
the glands.
Rhodiola, all these
Russian
things may
rhodiola.
Help. They're good things. God made the herbs for our healing. But sometimes you can just pile such a big arsenal of supplements.
Yeah.
You've got to take 15 minutes in the morning to shove them all down your throat.
And a lot of people feel this adrenal fatigue in their nursing season.
Yeah.
I was nursing or pregnant during all of that kind of the time when I was dealing with it. And you can't take half of that stuff.
Yeah, I know. So we're not saying those things for adrenal fatigue are bad. Maybe they're good. I feel like you can get over adrenal fatigue with just a good solid diet, the vitamin C, the mineral salt, without having to spend $300 a month on supplements.
Oh, can I say something?
Yeah.
Nursing was actually the time in the season where I went through it, but actually pregnancy can heal adrenal fatigue.
Yeah, I know.
Because
it resets your hormones.
It might have been actually one of the things that happened to me. Because remember I had Breezy's pregnancy. Breeze. That's why I called a breeze because it was like a refreshing breeze and my health came back. Yeah, because it balances
original
all your
question asker Tori, did you hear that? I think we've just landed on your solution. It took us 34
That's
minutes.
That's so funny. I mean, let me have a slurp of my water for my nausea.
Can you imagine?
I get over your adrenal fatigue. But
oh my goodness. Can you imagine how that would go over on Facebook? Get pregnant to get over your adrenal fatigue.
No, but it's true. I'll explain why. It's because your hormones start to surge.
Yeah, you get it. Your body naturally makes more of the hormones and and also Chris found that too. The same thing happened with her.
But you know what? Well, the key to that is having a pregnancy and I could only do it with God, but staying restful.
Yeah.
You know, mentally and
so
not
you don't
stressing
have to
out.
Get pregnant to beat this, but
no,
you
but
know.
The point is if you have a pregnancy and you're stressing out every day, it's not gonna help.
Hey, the last thing is sleep and we need to talk about that and then wrap up because sleep is so important. But like all these things that we've listed, there's a beautiful balance to that.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna go to bed at 12 or 1 at night and stay up and stress over things, yes, that is not going to be good for your adrenals
at
all. You
when
need
you
sleep.
Eat this stuff that you're not meant to.
And you get when at 12 o'clock at night, you're not going to be thinking really good thoughts. It's stupid, dumb thoughts. You need
They're
to go to
stupid.
Bed.
They're so
your cortisol
stupid at
turns on, starts to turn on again.
Yeah,
starts to surge after 10 o'clock.
I know, and so you don't need to get so like obsessed that I must go to bed at 10. Yeah. It's a good time to start winding down.
At midnight, I want to argue with my wife about the color of the wall.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, I just look at her and I'm like, who can I argue with. There's one. Come here, wife. For real. Let's argue.
You do need sleep. Ugh. I mean, if your adrenals are taxed, get some good sleep. But don't go like Serena and obsess about sleep. Then you'll start worrying about, I have to have sleep.
Well, you're not sleeping when you go to bed at 8 o'clock, especially if it's summer. It's still light out. And all you're doing is like, I'm not sleeping. And then you count how many times you're getting up to the bathroom and it's just miserable.
Oh, yeah. So get yourself some good sleep. I mean, tell yourself to go to bed at a reasonable time and don't get up at 4 a.m. unless you have to for work or for something. You're going to get up if you're nursing your baby and those things. Those are just parts of life.
Hey, and you probably don't have adrenal fatigue. And if you do, it's beatable.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
So why whey protein and why Trim Healthy whey protein? Well, first of all, just whey protein in general, the good stuff, is incredible. It's incredible. It fights depression. It helps you lose weight. It supports your immune system.
And you know how it fights depression, Serene?
Tell me, Pearl.
It raises serotonin.
Yes. Yes,
and that's your happy neurotransmitter.
Yes, it does. It like I said too, it helps with the immune system. It's so incredibly absorbed by the body so quickly. So it's wonderful to just, just feed the muscles
quick
after working
energy.
Out.
Yep. And, you know, people think of bodybuilders taking whey to get big. We take whey to trim down.
Because they add a bunch of sucrose and dextrose and sugars purposefully to get that anabolic kind of like
pump.
But we don't do that.
And no, so our whey is very trimming.
And it is CFM, cross-flow microfiltration. That just means that all denatured particles have been removed. It's gone through these micro little filters and it just keeps the good stuff in. Now, a lot of people say, well, I want to do the goody-goody two-shoes concentrate kind because it's like $50 a tub, so it must be really good. Well, the fact is that concentrate still has the lactose, the milk sugar, still has the milk fat in there. We don't want those things. When you make a powder, when you dry something out, you make these little tiny particles, you're making a lot of surface area able to be affected by the air and by light. Now, you do not want oxidization to the fat. Oxidized fat is dangerous for us. So that's why we remove the fat, we remove the sugar. It's better for our plan anyway.
And we remove the lactose. So many people that, you know, have problems with dairy products can do our cross-flow microfiltered whey. And what do we use it for? It creams up smoothies.
Oh, yes.
And shakes and makes them. You don't have to add a bunch of fat and you've got this creamy result.
Puffy and creamy and bubbly and latte-ish and awesome.
And then don't forget, we've got new chocolate and strawberry ways. It just rot.
Oh, that's crack.
Blend them with almond milk and you've got an immediate chocolate or strawberry
milk.
Your
children could do whole milk. It's crack.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.